The Bishops' Conference has attracted many advocates for causes related to the Catholic Church, not only those active in preventing child abuse. Across the street from the hotel where the meeting is being held, protesters for various causes have gathered behind metal barriers, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
As you walk across the street from the Fairmont Hotel, the large green letters of one protest sign leaps out from all the rest.
My sign says, "Doctors opposing circumcision."
Ken Avery is a member of a group of doctors who oppose circumcision.
There are a lot of people who believe that circumcision is a sexual abuse of children, and that's why I'm out here. Because it's the Catholic Church has hospitals all around the country, and they perform this procedure on infants.
10 feet down the sidewalk is Don Newton, who calls himself an Orthodox Catholic. He drove 16 hours from Phoenix so his voice could be heard.
It would be a sin of omission if I didn't. People that realize truth are obligated to bear witness to it.
Newton believes that the current scandal has its roots in the men who lead the seminaries. He says there has been a concerted effort to weed out conservative candidates for the clergy.
You've got people who have been put in place as rectors, the leaders of the seminaries, and they're appointed people who, over time, various stages, are trying to determine, are there any Orthodox Catholic young men here? If so, let's find a way to dispose of them, get rid of them.
Newton has a suggestion for the bishops that he believes would go a long way towards solving the church's problems.
Maybe to fire most of their diocesan staff, get rid of the call to action types, then you go over to church. And you see the ladies and gentlemen there going to morning mass, daily mass. Maybe you go there a couple of times, see that you can see some repeat appearance of holy Catholics striving as best they can. And then invite them to be on your staff in your office. So they don't have an MBA, doesn't matter. So they can't type, doesn't matter. They're holy, that's what counts.
In addition to those fighting for their cause, there is no shortage of the church's victims out here on the sidewalk, like 38-year-old John Vogel from Minnesota.
When I was about 8 years old, I was abused, and I have two younger brothers that were also. I'm here to, because of the zero tolerance policy, that's what I want them to do. I've read over the plan from the bishop's website, and it's not for zero tolerance. They're saying if a priest or a bishop has one allegation against them, it's okay, basically. I say no.
Vogel says he was abused by a Benedictine monk for 2 years in Collegeville, Minnesota. 20 feet down the sidewalk is another young man, Christopher Galen. He's holding a sign that says Bishop Grauman would look ravishing in an orange jumpsuit.
Well, I was molested by Father Peebles here in Dallas back in the early 80s. I think I have every reason to be angry.
The sex abuse scandal came early to Dallas. Father Robert J. Peebles Jr. admitted to molesting as many as 20 boys during five different church assignments between 1979 and 1986. Another Dallas priest, Rudy Koss, abused 11 altar boys. The diocese was aware of the sexual abuse by both priests. Galen says Father Peebles sexually abused him for 4 years between the ages of 8 and 11. He wants Bishop Charles Grauman of Dallas to resign and be sent to prison for protecting the predator priests.
Currently, it's just a misdemeanor for these guys to have knowledge of this and not report it to the police. I don't think that's strong enough. I think this ought to be a felony offense, and I think that these people ought to be going to prison because they are hurting thousands and thousands and thousands of children.
As Galen talks, a quiver of emotion appears around his mouth and in his eyes. He draws his mouth tight in anger in an attempt to hold back other emotions.
I think the bishops are trying to give the Catholic people a bunch of lip service, is what I think, and I'm tired of it. I want change.
Christopher Galen says he will advocate that Texas law be changed so that not reporting the sexual abuse of a child will be a felony offense. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.